Good morning. It is still morning, 11:22 a.m. on March the 8th, a Friday. And it's overcast. It was 60-something yesterday. It's going to snow now. They're calling for 8 to 14 tomorrow. Winter storm watch currently in effect until like 2 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. So I'm not quite sure how the weekend's going to shake out. If I'm going to walk tomorrow, it'll probably have to be early, or I will be caught in this snow and will not be happy. So I don't really have a lot of thinking about today. The 18-minute first mile. Not a great first mile, but moving. I changed the radio, changed Pandora. I'm not listening to the Lady Gaga channel anymore. It was getting kind of ew. Well, the problem was that it was the same 14 songs all the time. It's like, oh, come on. And I favorited a Pitbull song, which meant I got all kinds of other Pitbull songs that I didn't like. So I unfavorited all of those. Thumbs down them. So I'm left with Britney Spears, Circus, a whole bunch of Katy Perry, the occasional Gaga. And while that does keep me moving along, it's also kind of boring. So yeah, I changed my channels. I added 4 new channels yesterday. The Krakow Klezmer Orchestra channel, which should be amusing. The Gogo Bordello channel, because I like Gogo Bordello, which freaks my kids out because they think it's very strange music, and it is. What else did I add? Oh, the Pomplamoose channel. For when I'm feeling Pomplamoose-like. And the Dresden Dolls channel. After hearing Amanda Palmer's talk at TED. I realized that I don't really get enough Dresden Dolls anymore. And I know the band broke up. I know she's not doing that anymore. You got her own, a new band, and been through a bunch of changes since Dresden Dolls, including marrying Neil himself, Gaiman. Two creative people in different media wed. Wow. That household must be crazy. So, yeah, the morning started to get away from me again, and I realized that I had some walking to do. I don't know what I'm going to talk about for the rest of the walk, to be quite honest. The feed reader was not terribly helpful today. I read a lot of political stuff, which was, read a lot of I did read a Darcy Norman piece about disruption for disruption's sake, and that how that's not very interesting for him, but it seems to be the clarion call. It's like, oh well, it's disruptive, so we'll have to do it. Really, is it useful? Disruptive and not useful is not useful. Disruption isn't a goal, it's a first step. So that was a piece that resonated with me. It was one of the few. It is a bit dampish. It is a bit, I won't say snow-like quite yet. It's not quite cold enough. It's 40-something. It's 40, 42, something right in there. So it's not really cold enough to snow. If it were to precipitate now, it would be rain. It's not precipitate, it's precipitate, you dumbass. Anyway, car coming. He was going to stop and let me go, but I insisted that he leave. So, yeah, I suppose I ought to talk about Hugh Howey. Everybody else is talking about Hugh Howey, I suppose I will too. Now, I read Wool, and it was okay. But for me, Wool lost it in mechanics. It was an okay story. I was, it's okay, yeah, fine. Post-apocalyptic. I've read a lot of post-apocalyptic. Samuel R. Delaney's Dahlgren is still my touchstone for post-apocalyptic, and Wool isn't anywhere near that. But, he had a big piece on the front page of BBC Entertainment's website the other day, and he was on Wall Street Journal talking about his print-only deal with Simon & Schuster. It's like, really? Print-only deal? This is news, really? But I suppose it is, because in the publishing world, print is still perceived as being the thing. Print is what sells. If you sell a book, you don't sell a file. So I suppose for the Wall Street Journal and all of the people in New York who are still kind of caught up in this old model of books are these ink and paper and board. An interesting thing. And his ebook sales are really what's driving his income, and ebook sales is really the answer for most of us, so. Yeah, speaking of books, it does bring me to the ending of Club Dumas. It was Spanish translation, yeah, it was OCR'd, badly. Near the end of the book is a lot of ram, which is actually supposed to be rain, but the I and the N got bled together in OCR. Instead of rainy days, it's rammy days. Which is sort of amusing. But the book itself, I suppose it was a mystery. I suppose it was a, I don't know, was something. It might be lit fic. It had to do with this guy, Lucas Corso, and his search for three rare books, three copies, the last three known copies of the book, Book of Nine Doors, which is supposed to be a way to summon the devil, and with the summoning, one gains power beyond mortal ken. And so, from that perspective, it was amusing. And it unfolded nicely with the Three Musketeers as a kind of a elite motif. And they had to follow the trail of the Three Musketeers to find Club Dumont, which actually existed as a social club. Montpellier. And the whole thing unfolded in a way that was quite... The plot came together at the end in a most unsatisfactory way for me. Because it was too bad, because the book was really quite engaging. The guy gets a girl in the end. But we don't really know why. Or how. Or what for. And there's some hint that perhaps the girl is in fact the devil. One of the conversations that they have near the end of the book is the girl speaking as if she were the fallen angel. So it's all sort of, yeah, not really. It didn't really work for me. Right up to the end, it was good. Then the ending kind of left me going, really? Which it takes me back to Wool, because the ending of Wool is, really? You did that. You had all this other stuff that you could have done, and you did that. I'm not saying what it is, so I think I've already spoiled it once in this podcast. I won't talk about it anymore, but... It was like, really? So I started a new book. I actually got a Master Bujold. I started reading Mirror Mirror. And I can't remember. This seems vaguely familiar. I can't remember if I've read it or not. The problem is that I've read so much Bujold that it's difficult for me to keep them straight. Even going back to my bookshelf and looking at, okay, oh, I do have that book. Oh, I've got this book too. Oh, I have that book, but I didn't read the prequel. I didn't read the one that came before it. Oh dear. So, yeah, I did some low trauma work for a guy, and he wanted to reward me, so I said, well, give me this book, because I don't buy books. I don't buy mainstream books, but if you want to make me a gift of this book on Kindle, then I'll be able to read it. Still won't have bought a book. But he couldn't figure out how to gift a book for some reason. I'm not quite sure why, because the button says gift right there on the Kindle side. What he did was sent me a gift card, and I used the gift card to buy the book. So it's kicking off nicely. I'm slowly coming back into the Miles Vorkosigan, Naismith world. And I think if I remember correctly, I know where this one ends, because the ending of this one begins another book that I have read. So, could be. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, it's fun. It's a fun read. I need to get Scott Sigler's book off my desk. I need to get this thing done and taken care of. I have a suspicion we're going to have a couple of late night sessions with the word processor and grind this thing through. I need to get a draft that I can send to him for approval. Then we can worry about fitting it together correctly. But I got this plan. I need to see how it shakes out. And the only way I can do that is to grind it down. So yeah, I'll probably need to do that. I don't believe it's going to be today. That's the downside, because I've already burned up most of my work time for the day. And then my walking will take me close to noon, and I am so hungry. One of the problems is that when I get hungry, I make poor food choices, and that doesn't help my overall health. I did figure out, I believe, that most of the weak and shaky feeling that I had was food related. I've had a couple of instances where I felt it sort of coming on, and I approached it with a sandwich, and that seemed to help. So perhaps I'm not eating as much as I think. Perhaps I'm not eating the right things. Well, I'm not eating the right things. The orgy of olives that I had a couple of weeks ago, definitely not the right thing. My fingers have stopped swelling. My toes are no longer swollen. What a mess that was. But I have a choice of lunch today. I don't know which way to go. There's leftovers. I probably should eat the leftovers, because the leftovers otherwise I'll have to get thrown out. I think I'm going to grill a couple steaks for dinner. Steaks, baked potato, fresh broccoli. Oh, doesn't that sound good? And we've got a late night, later evening, later dinner today. The progeny's rehearsal schedule calls for getting out at 6 today and not going back at 7 and staying from 7 to 10. So I'll actually have an evening off, or I don't have to go anywhere. Once I get the one kid home from school at 3 o'clock, I can stay home. There's an airplane up there somewhere. It's kind of my direction. So almost back. It's probably going to be another 18-minute mile. I haven't really been pushing very hard. Even as hungry as I am. Yes, I think leftovers. We have leftover Hunan chicken. Eat it today or throw it tomorrow, so. Waste not, want not. I left over chicken soup last night. It was delicious, if I do say so myself. The honey wheat bread that I made is such a nice change up from the dark flavored wheat that the molasses that I've been using. And that it went spectacularly well with the slightly sweet curry flavored broth from the chicken soup. It was quite lovely. So anyway, here we are. And Armando hasn't spoken to me yet, but maybe she's on strike. Maybe it shut down without telling me. Oh, there we go. Ooh. 19 minutes on that last mile. Not making any records there, but I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. I'm still marching through March, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you tomorrow.